Where did you go to high school?
Old Classen High School. The reason that we distinguish, there's now a Northwest Classen that was built subsequent to the time that I graduated. While I was at Classen, I continued to work downtown. But then I went to work for the Liberty National Bank. They needed an office boy that would make deliveries for them and just do whatever was necessary year-round. So when I applied for the job, they said, well, you really do it in the winter as well. You know, of course, you've got your high school courses and everything. I said, well, yeah, I think I can work that. I worked for them from 1945 until all the way through law school, actually. I mean, until I got out.
You worked from early age. Was this something your parents told you you had to, or was that just innate within you? I just want to work. I like to work.
Well, as I look back now, it turned out that I liked it, but I really felt I needed to. I mean, after my dad got sick, he lost his job at the county treasurer's office. Nothing too bad would have happened to us had I not, because my grandmother's still in the picture. But I was aware that I should be doing something to help out this situation. So I worked all the way through junior high school and high school, and I don't feel like I ever missed out on anything. But I was over at the bank all the way through. I made $80 a month. Well, I mean, talk about tall cotton.
And that would have been in what year?
45, 46, 47. Then I graduated in 48. In Oklahoma City, there was some people that were well-to-do. But I remember this was just 60 years after all these people made the run that didn't have anything. I didn't feel like we were terribly bad off. I certainly felt like we weren't well off. I mean, I felt like we needed.
But you never really were lacking for anything.
No.
Tell us in that period then in high school, movies you watched and the theaters you would have gone to.
Our house was just a block from the Plaza Theater. I remember well the first movie I ever went to was at the Plaza. I guess I was probably 5 or 6, and it was Shirley Temple in The Little Colonel. She was about the cutest thing I'd ever seen, and there were other movies of hers that came, but 16th Street was very busy, and my folks wouldn't let me cross the street to go down to the movie unless one of them could be with me because they're afraid I'd get hit by a car or something. I guess the first movie I ever saw that was really interesting, I was about 13. The movie was The Outlaw, and Jane Russell was in it. I remember that there was kind of an awakening during that movie that went from Shirley Temple to Jane Russell. That's, you know, kind of a leap there. And I was aware that there was a difference by the time I saw Jane Russell. Of course, movies were the big thing. In Classen, you'd have a date and you'd go to a movie, and of course it cost a quarter. Afterwards, you'd probably go out to the Chicken in the Rough place and maybe get a hamburger after the movie, and that'd be another quarter. A date never cost over a dollar.
But then it sounds like for all the work you did, you always had expendable income.
Oh, yes, yes. That was one of the joys of working, was the payday.
What other businesses or restaurants do you remember in Oklahoma City during that time?
Well, Anna Maud's. A-N-N-A. Maud, M-A-U-D-E. And it was right here in what is now the Renaissance Building. It was down in the basement. It was a world-class cafeteria. Really, it set a standard that for years, Oklahoma City had the best cafeterias in the country. None of them were as good as Anna Maud's. It was just excellent. We had Bishop's Restaurant, which was over on Broadway. And I've already mentioned Chicken in the Rough that we'd hit after the movies. And we'd hit Bishop's, too, after a party downtown. And let's see, Dolores, just a superb restaurant out on 23rd Street.
Dolores?
Dolores. It was the home of the Curly Q potato. Now, if you get the Curly Q potato anywhere in the world, the first one was out at Dolores here in Oklahoma City. It was just an excellent restaurant. The main reason all these places were so good, the owners were sitting up front of the cash register watching what was going on and what the service was. They just made sure it was good.
Any department stores or clothing stores that you remember?
Of course, there was Rothschild at the corner of Harvey and Main Street. That was the boys and the men's store, the iconic one. There was Harbor and Longmire's for furniture and rugs and any kind of home furnishings that you needed. There was John A. Brown's. It was the department store. I mean, anything you wanted, you could get there. We had the central area downtown at that time, and all these places that I mentioned were located there, as was the Criterion Theater and the State Theater. All the really good old theaters were all right downtown.
What about radio?
We had WKY, which was, I think, one of the first radio stations west of the Mississippi. Mr. Gaylord, E.K. Gaylord, started it back in the early 1920s. We had KOMA, which they used to say that they had a 50,000 megawatt unit or something. You could hear them all over Oklahoma and Texas. They were very proud of that. And KOCY, I had a good friend. His father liked to always be on the cutting edge, so he had a television set out there before we had a television station all set up a week or 10 days ahead of time. And then I remember my friend and I and his parents watched E.K. Gaylord dedicate WKY-TV.
So that was your first television experience?
And my first television
experience. To see E.K., and little did you know that you'd go to work for him.